Hello and welcome to Soul Speak. In today's episode, we will look at why healthy communication is such an important key to better relationships and how do we get there. So thank you for coming. We've talked before about healthy communication, and it is so important. So that will be today's topic. How do we learn to communicate healthier? Because when we learn to communicate healthier, it leads to healthier relationships, certainly with others. However, it's also a healthier relationship with ourselves. Why? Because we feel better about ourselves. And so can we have better communication regardless of our age or our patterning? Absolutely. It takes that dedication. It takes a mindfulness practice. It takes a desire, just like people that don't exercise and then they learn it's important and they get back at it, or they start for the first time, or they become a marathoner. Doesn't matter how old we are or how poorly we may have been communicating up to this point. It's a lifelong journey. I continue to strive to be a better communicator. It is truly achievable, and we're going to fall on and off that horse. So it's so important because effective communication can truly build more positive relationships. Because when we communicate from a healthy place, people trust us. It provides that safe container that we all need and want. You know, think back to any experiences you've had where you were afraid to tell somebody something because they're judgmental, or because they might yell at you, or because they don't listen anyway. But a safe container is someone hears you. Maybe they don't agree, but we can disagree respectfully. And then we trust that person. We want to tell that person things. And our intimate friends, our family, our spouse, our partners, our children, all of us want a safe container. So when we allow people to express their thoughts and feelings, even when, and especially when we disagree, because that's when it's really tough, we create that trust bond that grows deeper and deeper. Through listening, we can truly get a much better perspective, a much better understanding of what this person is going through or why they think the way they do. You know, some of my clients have different views than me, or some of the things that they're thinking, it sometimes takes really strong presencing. That's important, and that's part of the reason I'm here on earth, to better my listening skills, to better my communication skills. We all are. Because we are here to really, truly feel empowered without disempowering another and of not allowing someone to disempower us. And that is mostly done through our communication. When we are allowing ourselves to learn and grow in our communication style, we have so many less misunderstandings, so many less miscommunications. We feel so much more connected and way less assuming. You know, think about all the communication that has happened in the text and the computer world. It's insane and wonderful all at the same time. But there's so much miscommunication that happens via text because we just assume whatever we think that person's slant was. We can create a whole story. And then we might go about our day thinking they're angry at us or we hurt them. But we haven't even asked. We never got to the place where we asked for clarification. And that's the important piece. A really solid relationship requires this connection, where two or more people actually make space to hear each other. And that's in all types of relationships. It's work, family, sibling, parent, friendship, romantic. When we give each other time to speak, time to pause. You know, sometimes we want to hear someone and the words aren't coming out fast enough, so we might talk right over them. We give each other time to pause, time to think, time to gather their thoughts, time to listen, time to understand. We grow those deep, beautiful bonds that many, many people strive for. And again, remember, this is a journey. It would be great if we could accomplish it in one moment. However, it's a pattern we want to continue to try over and over and over again because we're creating a new pathway in our brain. So in order to create that new pathway, we have to consistently try. and we're going to fall off, right? Like I said earlier, but then we can get back up and try again. You know, some of the norms, because of course, all of us hear people talk all the time. Some of the norms in our everyday life are we're often too busy. We're rushing around. And so many times we're not listening fully. I'm certainly guilty of that because I'm prioritizing differently or my day is way too full, you know, whatever my excuse is. So we're not always listening fully. And depending on our personality type, we might just try to quell a situation without listening because we don't like conflict, because it's really uncomfortable to disagree with somebody. So we might agree with someone when we really don't. Or we might say sorry to somebody because we hurt them, but we haven't even shared why, or maybe we're not really even sorry. So that is so common, right? We rush to quell whatever it is because we're uncomfortable. We can feel so much discomfort in conflict that we avoid it, that we run away from it, or that if someone's angry at us, we get angry right back at them. I've talked about that in different episodes, how anger can be so mishandled by so many of us. So running from conflict, or too quickly fixing conflict, or getting in between someone else's conflict when it's not even really involving us because we're so uncomfortable. And we go right to that catastrophic thinking sometimes, like this is going to end, or it might grow bigger and a big fight might ensue based on whatever our history is. One of my clients, so this is an older time ago, she wanted to go on this multi-week business trip into a lovely part of our world. And she wanted to book it before she asked her husband because she was afraid to talk with him about it. So she was just going to book the trip and then tell him later. And she was asking me about it in a session. And my advice to her was try to go a different path. Because if we want a better relationship with our partner, we want to sit down and say, this is what I'd really like to do. And then be prepared that they might not agree. So going into it from a different place of, it's more important to create a healthy relationship than to do something that he might or she might or they might be angry at because I didn't even consult them and we have children. And then the trust continues to erode. She was afraid he was going to yell. And then that continued. If she did it that way, he would continue to be angry a lot, which was his pattern. So they got caught in this parent-child dynamic. Years ago when I was married, I really loved and supported this organization that was to help countries have healthy water. So I donated $500 without asking my then husband. And that was a lot of money for us back then. He was upset with me. Why didn't I want to ask him? Because I didn't want to hear him say no to me. That was kind of childish on my part. And another time, he brought home a puppy without asking me. It was a puppy he got free from a friend that had inbred the dogs. And this puppy started, as it grew, started attacking our dog that we had. And it was a big mess. And it was not a healthy way for us to grow closer by any means. But it's important. You know, we think sometimes, I'm just going to do it and ask forgiveness later. However, the lesson that he and I learned over time was we have to communicate the tough stuff. It does not get easier when we ignore it or run from it. We think it does. Well, I'll just deal with that later. But really, it grows bigger into resentment and leads to less trust with each other and leads to so many more conflicts instead of sitting down and having adult, calm conversation about what each of us might want. You know, even with kids, it's so easy for us as parents to tell our kids what to do. I have 5 kids, as I've said, and sometimes it's really hard for me, even my adult kids, to not tell them my opinion when they're not asking. By about age 7, that's the age of reason, our kids develop their own mind. They're meant to develop their own system of belief. And it's great for us as parents to help kids make better decisions on their own, guide them. But as they get older, we want to stop telling them what to do and guide them so they are more equipped when they leave our homes. Because if we are guiding them in a healthy way, perhaps we are teaching them to make healthier decisions. But when kids are always told what to do and not being led to make healthy decisions, they might become rebellious, like the old story of the preacher's daughter, or they become insecure and rely too much on what others think of them, others' opinions. And that's really hard for their self-esteem. So allowing us to empower our kids by leading them, but not telling them all the time. And then there are also, of course, those people that truly love the rush of arguing. They love chaos. They love conflict in relationships. When I was in high school, I was a debater. I loved a good argument. Even through my 30s, I loved a good argument. And sometimes I didn't always argue pretty, and I wasn't always a good listener. You know, certainly I'm still not a perfect listener at all. But I used to love to argue. And that shifted for me. Or there are those people that get really high on gossip. You know, we want to ask ourselves, which I've done over my years, the way I was communicating, was that really for my highest good? Was that really what I wanted to be? Is that really the kind of person that I wanted to be? Conflict avoiders, conflict starters, often come at it from having so much conflict within. They don't necessarily want conflict. It just comes out because they have so much going on within them because they haven't found their own inner peace. So much chaos in our mind. I have an old friend that used to really avoid conflict with her spouse, so she wouldn't ask him any questions and she'd hide everything from him. And that creates such a chasm between two people, not, of course, a healthy relationship, but it's also a lot of burden for one person to carry, making up stories and not telling the truth all the time. It's really hard on our body. It's really hard on our heart. Another friend of mine from years and years ago, her husband would give her the cold shoulder, sometimes weeks at a time when they got in an argument. Weeks at a time, never less than like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days. That was so hard on her to be ignored. You know, when we are the person that is doing that, we might feel a little triumphant. But think about what that's doing to the person that we are ignoring or shutting out. Think of what that is causing in their internal world and how much pain that might be because we've shut them out. And some people want to communicate. And it's important to give people a chance. It doesn't mean we have to rush in and communicate right away, right? Like when there's a conflict, sometimes it's good to take a little time and pause. Pause points. I love pause points. However, within reason and putting yourself in the other person's shoes. And as I said earlier, sometimes we spend so much time in our head, we have it all figured out in our head, but we haven't included the other person. A woman that I worked with not that long ago had all of the things in her mind, always swirling in her mind. And if she got in an argument, it'd all be figured out in her mind. However, her partner got awfully lonely because she wasn't sharing what was going on in her mind. And in the end, she was actually feeling really lonely too. That's why she came to see me. So it is really important to learn to share in healthy ways. We don't have to share everything, of course, but we want to learn to communicate and not run or hold it all in or verbally vomit it out. Especially when we're stressed out, because oftentimes when we're stressed out, we either verbally vomit or we hold everything in and we don't reach out to people. We're not communicating healthy. In times of stress, the best thing we can do for each other is listen. Listen with our ears, listen with our hearts, listen with our body. Because now we are creating a beautiful bond. You know, think about how our world might shift for the better if we all chose to become more mindful in how we communicate, if we all learn to be less reactive and practice healthier breathing and actually listen to each other. Think about how much more calm we would be, which means less inflammation and physical ailments in our body. Our body would be healthier if we slowed down, dedicated ourselves to become honest, healthy, kind communicators. And as I said, it's a journey that takes time and practice, not one and done. Because we are emotional beings, humans have so many emotions, which are so beautiful and sometimes so hard. And sometimes our emotions can go 0 to 60 and sometimes seem to shift completely out of nowhere. When we think about something that brings up anger or grief, and anger is often the emotion that can so easily bring us into defensiveness. That's the emotion that can absolutely stop all healthy connection right in its tracks, anger. Relationships are only as strong as their last disagreement. And that, again, is any relationship, not just romantic relationship. Relationships are only as strong as their last disagreement, the last fight. If we continue to be bullies or if we continue to push it under the rug, it's still there. It's still in the room. And it becomes resentment. And it comes out again and again. And our heart then closes and it's not open. Then we start to dislike the person. Any relationship can go the distance. If we're both willing to look in the mirror, if we're both willing to collaborate, we're both willing to listen, hear, try to understand. So a few things to try. And again, sometimes these are going to be easier to do than others, of course. So be kind to yourself. Stay present. Be present. Check in with what am I feeling right now? So if I'm going to have a serious conversation with somebody, I might say, you know, today is not the best day, or this moment isn't the best. Let me go for a walk or take a few breaths first. Where am I at? So check in with myself. What am I feeling? And or if someone needs you because they're struggling, check in with self first. Are you able to stay present to them at that time? It's okay. Unless it's an immediate crisis, it's okay to say, right now, I've just got to gather my thoughts a little bit. And check in. Are we in a fear place or a love place? Are we in a victim place or a co-creator place? Are we in a pleaser place or are we feeling equal? It's important to know where you're at when you're going to have a conversation with somebody. How am I operating in my life at this moment? That helps us stay present. Otherwise, we can go right down that rabbit hole with a whole lot of stories. And that makes the conversation so much more difficult. We are half the time not even listening when we're in our head in Storyville. Staying present is tough. We can be present. And then once we step away from presence, all of a sudden, where did we just go? You know, I was at a concert recently and I realized I was loving the music. And all of a sudden, I was off in La La Land somewhere and I missed like a bunch of the song. And I realized, wow, my mind went somewhere else and I was out of the music. That happens if you're in a conversation, all of a sudden you're out of the conversation. You're into a whole different reality because you're in a memory somewhere in your mind. And then you kind of wake up and you realize, wait, I'm not even here. You know, like sometimes when you're driving down the road and if you're not completely paying attention and you got somewhere and you're like, I have no idea how I got that far. Maybe that just happens to me. But we wake up and we realize, wow, I was not present for the last couple seconds or hopefully not more than that. We can get back though, right? We can get back to present. That's the trick and that's the importance. It helps if we're listening with two ears, listening with our body, paying attention to our body language, really listen, stop the mind from wandering. And we can do that by touching our hands or putting our hand on our belly or taking a breath, checking where our shoulders are, using our five senses. Wait a minute, I'm going to just look to see where I'm at. I'm going to look the person in the eyes that's talking to me. I'm going to hear with both my ears. And this can be even tougher when we are passionate about the subject or have a difference of opinion. Sometimes when we have a difference of opinion, we either shut them out or we want to talk over them. We want to argue our point because we don't want to be wrong and we feel they are wrong. You know, that's been happening in our country for, of course, a long time, but it's so much more inflamed right now that communication respect seems to have been really flushed down the toilet. And it's up to each one of us, because what happens in our inner world and then what happens in our home goes out to our community. So if we want a more peaceful existence, it needs to start within. We can really shift a pattern for the better when we care. And then, of course, we have to show we care. Care what that person is saying. Even be open to learning from them, even if we disagree. I read somewhere years ago that your brain develops even better when you allow yourself to listen to things you don't agree with, but truly listen. And then ask questions, ask for clarification. And while doing this, pay attention to our body language, our tone of voice, our facial expressions. You know, are we hunched over and ready to fight, or are we relaxed? Because when we're relaxed, it's much easier to listen. If we are feeling really upset, maybe touch yourself on the arm in a kind way or pull back and take some breaths, because that helps us not interrupt. It helps us to pull away from outside distractions and judgments. This really requires intention. Remember, just like learning to do a new exercise thing or paint or run a marathon, it takes discipline. And it also helps to stay connected when we are in wonder, when we speak with wonder, when we ask wonder questions. I wonder why they believe that way. When we stay calm and we really allow ourselves to be curious. Curiosity is such a cool word, as is wonder. And we can learn so much when we stay curious and we stay in wonder. We can learn that maybe whatever they're trying to teach us is something we might want to learn. It's pretty exciting, but we don't know if we're not paying attention. You know, we can think we know somebody. However, if we stop asking questions, if we stop listening, we might think they're the same person from 10 years ago, but they're a whole new person. It's like when you go to a class reunion. When you go to a class reunion and you actually talk to the people that you didn't keep up with, you might find that they're really interesting, that they had a whole cool world for the last 5, 10, 15, however many years it's been. We can lose so much of what a person is if we don't hear them. So pausing and breathing, checking in with our body, am I here or elsewhere? And practice those pause points. Take a breath. Feel your breath in your body. Calm the mind a minute. When we're going to communicate and when we're going to listen, practice silence first. Put your feet on the floor. That helps. Wiggle your toes. Really engage the body in being present. Another important aspect is to respect different perspectives, because there are so many different perspectives on one issue. And then seek to understand. What is that person going through? Maybe they didn't show up on time because something happened, or they're under stress. But if I'm already assuming I'm angry and I'm not even hearing, I'm not putting myself in their shoes, I might really be judging something that is not valid to judge. And that's where curiosity and wonder come in. Be open to understanding. Be open to listening without shaming or making someone wrong. Now, this is especially tough when our views are so very different. Years ago, I heard a story about a member of the KKK. He had been in a car accident or something, and he was a generational member, his father, his grandfather. So he was born and raised as a member of the KKK. And after this accident, his physical therapist was a Black woman physical therapist. And at first, it was really hard for him, but she did such a beautiful job of staying open to treating him like any other patient. And they actually became friends. And he actually left the KKK. His beliefs changed because he got to know the person. He took the time to understand where she was at. You know, we can be raised with certain beliefs, but that doesn't mean they are our own. The first chakra, bottoms of the feet to the tailbone, that's 0 to 7. That's why I said the 7 is about the age of reason. We are raised up until age 7, and we take our family's beliefs. And after that, maybe we change our mind. So we want to allow ourselves to learn so we can develop our own set of beliefs and we can live from a value system that is in line with who we are. That becomes a third chakra issue, which is the upper belly, and that's our self-esteem, our solar plexus. It's where we get our self-esteem from. So we really do want to listen to people and understand, where are they coming from? Maybe I'll change my mind. But sometimes we take things so personally, especially if someone's angry or is judgmental. But maybe that anger is about something bigger. You know, most times when someone's angry, it is usually an accumulation of all the baggage they've carried from all the years and all the upsets and all the disappointment. And it might not have much to do with that moment. So we want to be careful that we don't take things so personally. We also want to be careful with our ego, because sometimes we don't listen because we want to be right. We are so adamant in our belief that whatever they say is garbage. However, be open to the possibility that their idea might actually be better. You know, in a work or a family, pay attention to your kids' ideas. Pay attention to those you work with. Pay attention to your partner. They might have a better idea. When we start to feel the tightness in our chest and a rigidity in our jaw, then it's time to pause. Am I in my ego? Now it's time for a peace point. Time to pause and take a breath and ask myself, am I truly listening? Maybe I'll learn something here. If I'm not willing to sit down and listen, I'm creating a bigger problem. And big things are not solved overnight. It takes time and understanding why someone feels the way they do. It can be scary. It can be scary to hear someone's opinion that might be different than your own. But it's important to understand where that opinion came from, possibly. We're just being open-minded. Another way to have healthier, better conversations, when you're talking about something you feel, use the I feel statement. When we want to express our opinion, or we are saying we're upset with somebody, we were hurt by somebody, we can hear someone better when we're not being attacked. So when we say, I feel upset that you were 10 minutes late for work today. I feel upset that you're not listening to me. Instead of, you never listen. Because all of a sudden, if we're pointing our fingers and becoming attacking, what happens? Our chest tightens. If someone is attacking us, we become defensive very naturally. And then it's hard to listen when we're defensive. So when we start with something positive, you know, I really appreciate it that you've been to work on time. However, today was really important that you didn't show up late and here you are late. So that wasn't okay with me. Start with something positive. I really appreciate that you call me when you're going to be late. Thank you. You know, when we start with something positive, our hearts and minds and ears are more open to hear whatever the criticism is. So we want to start with something positive because that softens our body, softens our mind. We are all connected, each of us humans. We're all connected through the depth of this earth and through what's going on outside of our earth. We all impact each other, good, bad, or otherwise. Whether we see that or even know it, we do. Everything is energetically connected. So how can we learn to support each other better? And support ourselves better. How can we speak through this for each other? How can we learn to communicate for ourselves and for others? To do this, we really do need to step in someone else's shoes. We need to learn to be in that place of wanting to understand. We have to want to. Not just my peace and my hurt, but what's going on at their end? Because at the end of the day, we should treat those we care about the best. But sometimes those people we care about because we feel safe around them, we might slap them a lot more than they deserve. And I don't mean physical. And I hope not. I mean, sometimes we hurt them with our comments. We cause so much pain to those people we love. Think about that. Healthy intimacy is that we try to understand each other. We don't have to just get over it. We want to work through it. And that takes time. That takes intention. That takes mindfulness. Because that person is important to you, whoever that person is. We want to work through the patterns so we can heal them. We can learn to confront our stories with honesty, accept new programming, and accept the truth through love and kindness to self first, because that is now what's going on within our body, listening to ourself, learning to be kind to ourself, learning to work through our patterns. And now we can do that with another. If you're willing, dedicate yourself. Reflect on the patterns that have been working for you and reflect on those patterns that are not. And if you're willing, take those steps to change those patterns for the better, because it makes a difference within you and all of those people around you. Thank you so much for being here. Really always appreciate you being part of our community. Have a beautiful day, and I will connect with you again next week. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.